All right, this is James Gunn with As You Wish Talk Radio on the BBS Network and also simulcasting on East City Stargate. Right now, as you can see, I'm not in my usual studio. I'm actually on the Big Island, at Kona to be exact. And we just finished a beautiful like whale watch and snorkeling and saw some dolphins and a few other things, but had a great time out there in the ocean, in the wild blue. And I've got Heidi with me, and Heidi and Lisa are having an event here. What is there a name for your event? Or
Transforming Consciousness.
Transforming Consciousness.
Starts tomorrow.
And that starts tomorrow. So we just finished Joan Ocean's thing, and amazing, amazing group there, and did a lot of work together. And Jean-Luc, we got to see some of his videos, and people that don't know who Jean-Luc is, he did the a lot of stuff for JJ Hertak, the videos and the other things, just mind-blowing. I can't even wrap my head around how he does that, but he does these videos that are futuristic, they're multidimensional, that you just watch these videos and it takes you into another world, like a different world. So we finished that one up, and now we're with Heidi, and we've got so many different ways to go on this. but maybe you can talk a little bit about yourself, explain who you are, and the event coming up.
Okay. Yeah, sure. Well, I'm Heidi Tejana, and I appreciate James for you having me on your show. We had a wonderful week, like you said, and just to jump on Jean-Luc's bandwagon, he's got amazing art. If you guys want to check out his website, it's just incredible. It just reminds you of the galactic, expanded consciousness from where we've all come from. And he still remembers all of that stuff. So, just incredible.
What is his website? How do you,
do you remember, iwithin.com?
Yeah. iwithin.com. So definitely check it out and get his videos. They're mind blowing.
Yeah. They're really incredible. So, just a little bit about me. I'm out here in Hawaii. I used to work as a firefighter for over 20 years in California, and Spirit had another, 90 degree turn, basically like, nope, time for you to retire from there, and came out to Hawaii. And so I've been doing seminars and teaching classes, writing books. And so I've written some books. One's called Fire and Water, Awakening the Dragon Within. And it's all about my time in the fire department and the calls that I went on and just my spiritual awakening and just connecting with the extraterrestrials and the dolphins and just the mind expanding things that have happened. So, doing the classes, and I also do sessions. I'm also a therapist. And so I have that background as well to help people through their traumas, and especially right now we have a really crazy time right now and intense in this world,
boy,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, James showed up on the island. We had these massive storms that hit, the winds, like hurricane type winds that came in. I mean, it was, talk about a cleansing.
Right? And, I don't want to claim that one, but
like 3 days or it was pretty intense.
It's so weird though. Like 4 times this has happened every time.
Wow.
Which island doesn't matter. I go there, boom, big cleansing. And, I was on Kauai, and there's a woman there, and she said, I haven't seen anything like this in 50 years. And, and huge lightning bolts. They weren't even figuring out. The whole shaft was going down hitting. And I go, what are you guys doing? And they said, well, clearing out some underground stuff.
Yeah. It's amazing as, how much light and energy and people want to come here for tourism. And it's beautiful, right? And the more light and you are, it's like it also attracts that darkness. And so there's a lot of crazy things that go on in Hawaii that people have no idea about. So I feel like it's really, powerful for you to be here right now with doing a lot of cleansings. I mean, you do that self-mastery class, and if we could all take care of our own energy and just clear the space, that's huge. The whole world would be a different place,
Yeah, there's I noticed when I first got here, I went, oh my God. I mean, I haven't seen anybody smile yet, And then I go, oh yeah, it's a Democratic state. No, but that is a lot that has to do with it, because the lockdowns and the mass stuff and just that oppressive energy, and it's so thick here. Mm-hmm. And I was just like going, what, you know, this is like paradise. What happened, you know? And I think that's what that storm came in was about. It's like, okay, you know, we're going to clean up. And, you know, the people aren't, you know, having it. They're not happy about it. And you talk to, you know, even the kids, the younger kids, you know, see them and they're just like, I got to wear this damn thing, you know? But you know, I think that's all coming to an end pretty quick, you know?
Well, I sure hope so. Cause I mean, like you guys have seen it here in Hawaii, we still have the mask mandates. Kids in schools are still wearing the masks. You know, and a lot of people don't even realize what that does to children, you know, just the oxygen deprivation, kids have headaches. You know, I mean, just not being able to see somebody smiling, you know, and just have that feedback. And, you know, there's been such a push that, you know, kids are spreading this kind of stuff around, and it's really a shame to see, because there's, you know, I remember I was a paramedic for years too. And I remember studies talking about, you know, how masks really didn't do anything, you know, and it's like, wow, when are we going to be done with this? And so there's actually a lot of, you know, what I would say is really like a dictatorship over here, a tyranny. And, you know, that actually pushed me into a whole new way of like, do we have any rights? And it did that for a lot of other people here on the islands. And we found out, you know what, we, the people actually have rights. And we got into realizing that's how the Republic was created, but somehow we've gotten completely away from that.
Hijacked.
Big time. And that's, we started going back. I started learning and studying the United States Constitution. I mean, there's, that's how the Arizona's election audits got going too. Yeah. These guys, David Jose and Josh Barnett. Mm-hmm. And those guys started studying the United States Constitution. And we started doing that out here too. And we actually found out we, the people, have rights, and we created this government. We can also dissolve it too. And so there's, you know, so much happening that people don't even really realize. So there's huge movements. I mean, there's a lot of protests against the lockdowns and the, you know, the mandates and different things like that. I mean, I don't know what's going on in your state, but
same thing. Yeah. We have a Democratic governor, and it's just Hitler all over again, you know, but they're coming after him. He's got all kinds of lawsuits and everything personally coming after him. So, but it's, I've never, I mean, this is like we're in Nazi Germany or something, you know, the way things are going.
Right.
But you know, the thing is, they said, we follow the science. There is no science behind what they're doing. Mm-hmm. You know, I've done the research on it. I think masks will block the N15 or whatever. What's it called? The mask that they recommend.
Oh, the N95?
N95, yeah. Yeah, it blocks up to 30 microns. And then the viruses are 1.25 or 0.125. And so they just go through that like a sieve, you know? So, so what's the point? And then, you know, you sneeze, it goes like 30 feet and six feet. That, so where's their science? I'm trying to figure out what science do they, and, you know, we try to stay away from the, you know, that thing, because they censor us if we talk about it. But, there are, demonstrations. There's a woman, and we put it on our newsletter, we'll probably keep putting it out. There are demonstrations around the world where millions of people are involved in these demonstrations. You just see a sea of people and not one peep on the mainstream news. And so when you look at these videos around the world, people saying we're not having it, you know, Australia is amazing. They really stepped up to the plate, and they just took over Melbourne and said, we're not having it. We're done, you know? So, everybody's realizing that their governments are not their government, and they're starting to figure that out. And
big time.
I know you had some programs that you were working with, if you wanted to talk about that.
Yeah. I mean, for anybody that's in anywhere interested in, I mean, just to backtrack for a second, I'm not political whatsoever. I've always hated government and never liked anything about it. But when it started to really come down and affect, you know, me and my family, you know, that's when I really started looking into this stuff. And there's a lot of people here on the islands. I mean, talk about protests. We have protests almost every weekend on Oahu, on Kauai, on Maui, on the Big Island, on both sides of the Big Island. I mean, these are constant. So they're letting people know, you know, that we don't want to comply and we don't agree with what's going on. But what I started to find out and doing so much research is, you know, we the people have power. And we started the governments just like we were talking, you know, that's what we started when we left, you know, got away from Britain and their whole control is these people, you know, came here to the United States wanting a new government and they formed that republic. And so, it, you know, there was really, you know, there's you could say there's so many different types of government, you know, tyrannies and communism and democracy and all these kinds of things. But really, there's two type of governments, either we control the government, we the people, or the government controls the people. And so what I'm finding out is we just because we have a democracy, that's only 51%. That really does not lend to we the people. And, you know, as we go into this, you know, higher consciousness and connecting to our galactic friends and, you know, all of that kind of stuff, we the people need to self-govern. And that's what was taken over. And it was taken out of our schools. So we stopped learning about the United States Constitution. We stopped learning about our rights. And basically that's when the Bar Association started, was 1878. And they said, don't worry. We'll interpret the United States Constitution for you guys. And so that's what happened is they took over and we stopped paying attention. Yeah. And then, you know, then you have people, you know, the big families, the 13 families that basically took over the schools and started teaching all of this stuff that, you know, don't pay attention. Don't worry, you guys, let's just entertain you guys. And, you know, all of that kind of stuff. So what we've been basically finding out and for your listeners too, if they want to go to national-assembly.net, you can go there and find a ton of information because basically we need to take back our country. And by doing that, we need to pay attention. And that is one, we need to assemble and we need to get our assemblies back up and running. Mm-hmm. And that is, you can learn all about how to do it. And there's some states that are already assembled.
Yeah.
And basically what happened, I guess what happened in 1871, Grant basically put us in this martial law. And there's been basically what they call a de facto government running our country for the last 150 years. You can call them the Illuminati or, you know, all those other different names. And so they've been in place until we, the people, start to self-govern ourselves again.
Yeah.
You know, so that's the big thing. And so here in Hawaii, we've actually got assemblies on Oahu and assemblies on Kauai and on Maui. And the Big Island's trying to assemble too, but there's so much infiltration going on and trying to take this down because they don't want us to self-govern ourselves because that's basically going to put, you know, the government that we have out of business.
Yeah.
So that's what we found out too is,
a business too. It's a USA Inc.
That's exactly what it is. It's a corporation's been running this thing. And so you look at like marriage licenses and birth certificates, all these things, those are all part of the corrupt government that's been running the United States. You know,
I have friends all the time. They want to get married. And he said, and I said, why? And they go, what do you mean? And I go, why do you need a license, you know, to prove you love each other?
Right.
I go, that's a bonding tool. You know, it's why do you want the state as part of your relationship? You know, and that puts pressure on you too, because now you're locked in and now you can't just free flow and things like that. And it does. A lot of marriages, people get married, they get the license, they have the big wedding, and then all the in-laws come in. And then next thing you know it, there's all this pressure and they got to keep up with the Joneses and get, you know, and it just kills the love. It kills the relationship.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I like the Native American way. They just put a blanket, you know, they grab arms, they put a blanket over and they say their things and they take the blanket off and they're married, you know? And if they want to separate, they hold hands and put the blanket over and say a few prayers and just say, you know, forgive each other and let's go. And that's it. You know, it's just like, and then you don't have all the lawyers, you know, and they end up with everything anyway, but they, you know, people don't, I'm pretty sure the Bar Association doesn't stand for the British Accredited Registry or something like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. And so, you put your allegiance to the Britain.
Yeah. Yep. To the Queen.
Yep.
You know, and so, yeah, it's, it's a mess, you know. It's just like, and they have the maritime flag in there, yep, and everything else. So
yeah, I mean, when you start to look into this, and a lot of this is on that website I talked about, national-assemblies.net, and it's powerful to find out what our rights are. And they talk about the flags that we basically, the flags, yeah, that most of us see is actually the wartime flag. You, yeah, know, we don't fly the civil peace flag whatsoever. I mean, and so too, what I learned too is, you know, Michigan, I think, was the first state to assemble and get their assemblies back up and, yeah, running. And they basically went to President Trump, I think it was May 19th of 2019, and said, hey, we need you to take back our republic. And so he basically, I think it was June 6th of 2019, he went out to England and basically took back our republic. And that's when you start, that's when you saw the queen walking behind him.
Yeah.
And,
yeah,
he said, okay, I restored the republic. Now it's up for you guys to assemble. And so we don't know that. And basically what we need is we need 38 of our United States to have their assemblies up and running, mm-hmm, with 3/4 of the counties up and running. So like here in Hawaii, I think there's 5 counties. We would need, you know, 3/4 of that to be assembled. And right now I think it's Michigan. I just heard Missouri, and I think Alaska are the 3 states that are assembled. And so they are actually, they put their governments, their state governments on notice and said, yeah, hey, if you don't do what the people want, you're out. Nice. And so that's, I mean, there's power in that, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's huge.
Well, I know the sheriffs, our sheriff in our county, he probably thumbed his nose at the governor and said, you know, I will not enforce any of this. It's unconstitutional. And, you know, a good example of that was, you know, he said, if they come and shut you down in the restaurants or whatever, you give me a call, I'll have a talk with them.
Wow.
And he says, I'm here to enforce the Constitution, period. You know, and he said, this is unconstitutional, which they found out in the courts. Now they've lost all their mandates and everything in the courts. Wow. But it's great, you know, having a governor like that. Absolutely. I mean, having a sheriff like that, and all the sheriffs need to get, because they, the people, you know, choose the sheriffs, period. And they owe their job to the people, or their allegiance to the Constitution. Mm-hmm. And that's the last straw. But a lot of sheriffs have turned, you know, and gone with the deep state or whatever you want to call it. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of sad. But I thought it was great. You know, he just said, I'm not having that nonsense.
Wow. Here.
And, you know, they're great. You know, that, you know, if you say, if you have any problems, just pick up the phone. We'll deal with them. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what they're supposed to do.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's the way it's supposed to happen.
Right. You know, I mean, if you even just start to study the United States Constitution a little bit, it's so simple.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like the government that's been running our country has basically put layers and layers and layers upon our United States Constitution. And it says right in there, if we, the people, aren't happy with those who are in the government, we can dissolve it.
Yeah.
And that's what we forget is, you know, we think about it that the government is, you know, the top down and the people are on the bottom. It's actually the opposite. It's the people up here, you know, and that's where the assemblies and these grand juries come in. And then it's like the executive branch, the judicial branch, you know, those are all actually below,
yeah,
that. And that's what I think is so empowering, especially here in Hawaii, is, you know, we're learning about our rights and learning how to stand up for ourselves. And it's, I think they're the people in power right now, or they're scared.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Oahu's putting our governor on notice already. Yeah, you know, it's nice. Like, hey, we're almost assembled here, you know, so
you're fired.
That's basically it. Right.
Yeah.
So it's either work with us or, you know, it's time for, you know,
I like the French. They say with America, Americans are afraid of their government. In France, the government's afraid of the people.
I can see, but those, they're protesting like every weekend.
I know. Yeah. Yeah. So, and that's the way it should be.
Right.
It's, I mean, you're here to serve people, not yourself. And
right.
you can see these career politicians, what's going on. I mean, they go in there basically broke and come out multimillionaires, some, yeah, billionaires. So,
yeah. Well, I mean, and you can see too, it's like, really, it's a fascism. I mean, the corporations own the governments. And, you know, this isn't just America. It's like a lot of the countries that I'm understanding too, I've seen different things where Canada, mm-hmm, England, people in Australia, they're all getting their assemblies and getting their,
yeah,
republics back and those kinds of things and going, hey, we can do this too, you know? So there's a lot more of us than there is of them, you know?
Yeah. I think about that. They said, you know, if you don't get the, you know, mm-hmm, like you can't buy food, you know, you can't go out shopping, you can't go anywhere. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't even go to the grocery store.
Jeez.
And they shut down your card. If your card doesn't have this little tab on it that shows you've been vaxxed, you can't use it. And it's like, yeah, we're here to help.
Right.
We're, you know, 99.98% recovery rate.
Right.
And, but if you don't get the jab, we're going to lock you down. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't work, you can't go to work, you can't get a paycheck, you can't eat, you can't, but we're doing this for you. You know, we're here to help.
Right. You know? Well, that's what I think, you know, most people don't realize too, is there's such an information war going on right now.
Yeah.
And we really are. We're in a spiritual war. We have been for quite a while. And I think this is finally, people are starting to wake up and really realize that, but it's not the typical kind of war, right? Where you see bombs and guns and everything. This is a war on our consciousness. And I don't know, I really feel like this is our last greatest war before we step into this new paradigm of, you know, how do we want to self-govern ourselves? New sciences that are out there. There's so many things, you know, new technologies and connecting to our other, you know, galactic friends and those kinds of things. It's like, we have a lot to look forward to, but you can feel the old system is really dying.
It is.
You
it's
know?
Collapsing. Yeah.
It really is.
Well, it's, you know, they
slowly.
They talked to me about the higher dimensions coming and pressing their energy in. Mm-hmm. And they said that this tyranny program and this abuse and all these things that are happening and the greed, the unbridled greed and everything else, they said that that is not frequency specific to the evolution of Earth right now, because the Earth is evolving. Mm. And, you know, I tell people, look, all this chaos you're seeing is the healing.
Totally.
And they have a hard time with that. And they said, no, everything's going to hell. I go, it already was in hell. Now it's coming up for you
to
see it.
It's coming to the surface, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Totally.
And I said, now you can't miss it. You can't ignore it because it's in your face. And these little mini tyrants are becoming just full-blown tyranny. And they're just blatantly, you know, mm-hmm. on these power trips. And you can't miss it anymore. You know, people don't realize that in a republic, you are king or queen, and you're king or queen, and you are it, period. And, you know, it's not a democracy, like you're saying. People need to understand the difference. A democracy is mob ruled. And unfortunately, people are so socially engineered right now that this mob rule we have right now is unconscious. Mm. And they've been programmed. And now they're seeing how programmed they are. And if you don't think you're programmed, just watch the news, because massive, massive demonstrations are happening and they are nowhere to be seen on the mainstream news.
Yep.
Social media too. You know, you post those links. Hey, look at this demonstration. Boom, you're gone. You know?
Absolutely.
Or you talk anything about the jab, you know, or anything, boom, you're gone. You mm-hmm. know, it's just like unbelievable. And I go, well, I thought we had a First Amendment, didn't we? You know, like
right.
some kind of freedom of speech or something like that, you know, but apparently they believe they're operating in a different country, you know?
Yeah.
Like China or something, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's just it. I mean, it's like the media controls so much. And that's why I remember when my son was in high school a few years ago, and they had to do a project. It was a project-based school. And he basically looked at the media. That was their assignment. It was a group of them. And what they'd have to do is they present to their parents at the end of it. And what he was talking about was, hey, we did this whole thing where we looked at what different politicians said, and then we saw what the media said. And it was completely different from what the politician said to what the media said. And I remember listening to him going, wow, he's right on. And he goes, this goes back to Roman times. Whoever controls the media controls the propaganda, controls the people, you know, and that's what it's like. It's so interesting to see how brainwashed and how mind controlled, really, like you said, we're so programmed. And, you know, my whole thing, I feel like I came in as a rebel. You know, it's like question everything, you know, believe nothing. Like, that's what I'm even finding out is what's true in our history. What's true in our past? Like, how do we know? I mean, I've read different books where they're talking about that, you know, maybe 2000 years have been inserted in our timeline. You know, what would that do? Because that's like Egypt's not that far back. Then Rome's not that far back. Like, what's really real? And I feel like this is the time really when truth comes out now, you know, it's time for truth.
It's like, you know, the History Channel, all these things. You look at what they say in there and you go, that's not the real history.
Right.
The real history is we were colonized from the stars And it started back with the ancient Lyrians who came with, who were here first, and they were the tall ones, the giants. And then they had their demigods, which are a hybrid, you know, between their half human, half them, you know, and the whole story, there's been so much interbreeding and genetic manipulation. It's unbelievable. But, you know, they got this ape guy, you know, like crawling on the ground. And he stands up, you know, and then he makes a spear, you know, and he gets a stone chisel and you know, and then and the next know he's big missing links in there,
big time.
But yeah, that wasn't the way it was. I mean, there was extremely advanced beings here millions of years ago that had colonies here, and you know, and all you got to do is look at the pyramids, and people don't realize those pyramids that were built that we're looking at right now, that race went through cataclysms and all their stuff went underwater and they had to start over.
Wow.
And so that's the start over you're seeing. Yeah. What did they have? What is buried underneath the ocean and underneath the ice, you know?
Totally.
We're just seeing the start over, you know, the leftovers of who survived, you know?
Absolutely.
But
well, even giants. I mean, there's giants like in every continent, in every country, all over the United States. So there's tons of articles from the late 1800s, early 1900s that are coming out. Giants found 20 feet tall. Well, oh, give all the bones of the Smithsonian. What did they do?
They destroyed them.
Yeah. You know, there's even a ruling the Supreme Court came out and basically the Smithsonian admitted that we destroyed, you know, tons and tons of bones of giants. It's like, what does that do to our history? You know?
Yeah. The most ancient Lyrians are 24 feet tall. And so the very ancient ones that came here, and then they went to other colonies, like they colonized the Pleiades, the Hades, and the Orion system. And they started adjusting to the planet. So they became smaller. And so when they came here, you know, there were still some tall ones, but Atlantis and Lemuria were Pleiadian colonies. And you know, they were offshoot of the ancient Lyrians, the same group. But, you know, if we are going to hear the real history, it's starting to come out everywhere. And people are going, wait, what? We just found this, you know, we found this. And they're finding these artifacts that don't fit in and they're not being buried anymore. So
absolutely. Yeah. I mean, there's so much that's coming out right now. And I feel like that's what we all have, like a piece of the puzzle, and we're trying to put this together, you know, and it's like, we need to know our history. We need to know the truth of who we are and how we got here. Like you said, you know,
what people also need to do is understand what planned opposition is and the controlled narrative, because you have to realize that there's planned opposition. There's people there that are put there to keep the narrative controlled. And we think that they're our leaders. We think they're the ones who going, our government did this and our government did that. And then in their back pocket, they've got a big fat check. And so everybody's focusing on them. Oh, we have a savior. We have a leader. But that leader is the same. You know, he's just planned opposition, because if you don't have the planned opposition in place, people are going to revolt. They need to know that somebody is looking after them. And so they put all their power and donate to these guys, and they're full blown. It's the same crew. And so when you see things like on Ancient Aliens or the other ones, you see these shows, just know that's a controlled narrative. That's planned opposition, and you're not going to hear the truth. And I'll tell you, a good example is they're chasing this fuzzy tic-tac, you know, this little fuzzy tic-tac, big news, everybody's on it, big disclosure, you know, everything else. And we've, for 36 years now, we've been filming every color, size, shape, ship you can imagine, interacting with planes, everything, you know, landing, going into the mountain, coming out of the mountain, treetop level, hundreds of witnesses on the ground. And where is it?
You know, right.
And it's not in the International UFO Congress. It's not in, you know, these other big events. It's not, you know, we've been censored out of all. And I wanted to cover this a little bit, because that in the UFO community, it's so full of this planned opposition, this controlled narrative, that you're not getting the truth. And the people that are bringing out this information, like Elena Danon and Megan Rose and some of these other people are, I mean, some of them are just going, I can't handle this. You know, they're saying, I'm done, you know, and you know, I can't speak for them, but they're so done with the fighting and the just the bickering, the fighting and the competition and everything else. And I remember I was on Art Bell like years ago, and Art Bell said that. He said, what's with the UFO community? They eat their young. And I said, they do. But it's not just the UFO community. It's it's all the alternative, the people that are awake, that see through the controlled narrative, that see through the false government, that see through all the stuff. It doesn't matter. Anybody that's out, that, you know, it's like they pop up, it's like whack-a-mole.
It's like those whack-a-mole.
Yeah, it's like a whack-a-mole, you know, that pop up and go, whoa, look at this, man. I figured it out. Boom, you know, yep. It's like.
Well, that's just it. I mean, that's what the problem we're having with some of the assemblies, that they're totally, some of them get infiltrated. I mean, there's a gal out there, her initials are AVR, and she basically swore a blood oath to the Vatican. That's what we're finding out is, you know, people, oh, she's just a nice little old lady. Well, she's going in there and causing all kinds of opposition in there and getting people all stirred up so that we, you know, we don't assemble. And there's so much of that. I mean, I was just finding out too that, I don't know, just our history. I always think it's funny because like Lisa was always like, I can't stand history. I don't like history. I've never have. And it's probably because it's all been lies, right? Because it never resonated with her being. But I mean, I found out recently that Putin in Russia basically released a whole bunch of the government archives back from Russia in, I think it was 2013. And so people are finding all these old maps with Tartaria and these places where there's these like huge beings and that they actually had like free energy here not that long ago. You know, they're even talking back in the 1800s and things like that. And so there's so much that's been hidden. I mean, can you imagine what's in the Vatican Library that's been hidden from us?
I saw a picture 1860 and they had boxing robots.
I saw that too.
Did you see that?
Yeah, I did.
I look and the car says 1860.
Yeah, totally.
I'm going, what?
It's like, you know, wait like a this. Second.
Then they had these robots and they totally did.
Yeah. And they had electric scooters. And all kinds of stuff in the early 1900s. And we think, oh, we're so advanced. It's like, no, we've been controlled and things have been hidden from us. You know,
I was telling as an example, it's like people go, you know, there's no such thing as fuelless energy, you know, but I mean, I've held that in my hand. I know it exists and it's abundant. And if you do it right. And it's not a problem of generating the energy. There's so much energy. What do you do with it? You have to bleed it off.
Yeah.
But the other thing is, you know, I tell people, I said, you know, you could run your car on water. And that's been around for a long time.
Yep.
And back in the 1800s again.
Yep.
So where is it? You know? Yep. And then I said, you know what? You don't even need fuel. And they go, that's impossible. You know, I go, no, you don't need, you can actually run water on plasma energy and air and things, run your car on everything. It's amazing. The technology's out there. And some I can't talk about. I know too much. I get in trouble, but I won't talk about them. But let's just say our military hasn't used, and some, especially the Navy, hasn't used fuel for quite some time.
No, I believe it. I've heard our planes too are that too. Yeah. Right.
And I'm not going to go there.
Well, it makes total sense because once you start to study like Myron Kesha's work with the plasma science and realize that basically space is not empty. It's full of these electromagnetic frequencies. It's just, you know, how do you channel it with these, you know, different antennas and bringing it down? It's like they knew how to do that. And this has all been hidden from us. And magnets, and there's so much information behind that. And that's all been hidden from us. And it's all so simple. That's what I love is we made things so complicated, you know?
And what you're taught in school, the science you're taught in school is not science.
Totally.
It's another controlled narrative.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, if you're in college and you say, I want to write a paper on anti-gravity, they go, we're just going to fail you. You know, that's what
they don't want that.
There are people that said, I'm going to do research and write a paper on anti-gravity and hit the road, you know, you might as well hit the road. But
we're coming up to some amazing times. That's what I feel. I'm getting excited. It's like, as much as there's so much chaos and so much craziness, and it's like, when is this all going to end? And, you know, I feel for the kids and what's happening. It's like all these different wars happening. It's like, you can see the future is going to be really bright once we get through this.
Yeah.
This drudge of craziness.
You know, that's the part that really pulled me in, that, you know, I've been really practicing loving detachment through this whole thing. But when they go after the children, I just go, okay, totally. That's it.
Yep.
You know, that's it. You know, it's a total fail.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't protect your children, but going back to the other stuff, you know, I tell people that what we're seeing now is the cleanup. The chaos is everything coming to the surface. And we're going to go through some really challenging times right now. And that's part of the process and the healing. Mm-hmm. And then what's on the other side of the veil of that is that we've got like med bed technology. We've got healing technology beyond your imagination. Yeah. We have fearless energy, anti-gravity, counter-gravity, which propels things several thousand miles an hour instantly. Mm-hmm. You know, all of that stuff. Can you imagine having a device like that? You could go under the ocean. You could go anywhere.
That'd be so cool. Yes, please.
You I get up. Oh, I think I'll have breakfast in Australia.
That's the way it should be, right? Yeah. Absolutely.
And you're there, you know, in 20 minutes or something like that. And we have the underground stuff too, the trains that if they haven't blown them all up.
Absolutely. Well, that's what I was thinking too. Like, you know, if we would stop complying and we would actually start to pay attention and really take back our countries, we could move through this so much faster. That's how I feel. Especially here in Hawaii, it's like so many people are over the masks. Well, let's all of us stop wearing them.
Yeah, you know, everybody just quit.
Totally. Stop going to these places that require them. Like, how do we do those kinds of things? And, you know, I get excited too. Like, you know, just on the last week where we were with Joan and, you know, there's so many more truths coming out because like we got to see a lot of sharks, you know, when we were out there. And there's been such a misnomer. I just want to talk about the sharks for a second, if that's okay.
Yeah.
Because the sharks have been really mislabeled, you know, ever since Jaws. You know, that's come out, right? Totally. And it's like, no, you know, the sharks were actually revered by the Hawaiians.
Yeah.
You know, they were their pets. And
they call them mana or something. What was it?
The mano, right? The
mano?
Yeah,
mano. Mano. Yeah, it's a Hawaiian name for the
sharks. Yeah. And so they, like, I remember this one story, you know, this one woman would go out and she would chant. And this one tiger shark would come up to the surface and she'd grab onto his dorsal fin and they'd go for a swim, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And then if he didn't show up, she'd dive down and go swim. And then she'd come back up and they were always just so connected. And I think what was the people in power trying to do when they put those movies out about Jaws and things like that? They want to keep us out of the ocean. What's in the ocean? You know, there's so much hidden out there. Plus, if you ever swim with sharks, they're like these electromagnetic beings that are so ancient. And I feel like they're also waking us up, just like the dolphins and whales do. They wake us up and remind us who we truly are, right? I mean, we had this incredible experience with Kathy and you guys on the boat and, you know, you too. Like this tiger shark came right up to the boat and, you know, just looked us right in the eye. And you could tell, like, you know, they're reconnecting those ancient lineage and lines and reminding us we're not, you know, just these crazy killer, you know, we're going to eat you kind of thing. I actually feel like sharks are kind of like dogs. Like they're like, hey, what are you doing? What's going on? And they come and check you out because they feel that electricity from you, you know?
So, I know the first time I ran into a shark, I was snorkeling and I was really young. I think I was like 19 or something. I was out snorkeling and all of a sudden I see this thing going, dun, dun, dun. I was up on the reef, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm out of here like this because I just saw Jaws or something.
Oh,
like,
yeah, totally. I mean, that's what they did. Like, they scared us, right?
Yeah. And and it does. It's like all of a sudden you're going, oh, crap, you know, like what's down there?
Yeah.
And the captain was saying it was something like 3,000, 4,000 feet deep or up to 5,000 feet deep where we were.
Oh, yeah.
And I went, what? You know, and he goes, what is down there? God, I would just love to have a little free energy sub.
Me too. Me too.
Cruising down there. And they do. They call them US, you know, those underwater, what do they call them, USOs?
Something like that. I don't remember the name.
Some underwater submersible objects, I think it is.
Yeah.
And then when I was with Celeste, that was really, last time I was here, we went out with Angela Whitecliff and Celeste and it was at Michael Sala's event. And we went on a boat and the whole bottom of the ocean lit up bright. You know, it was really bright. And then I go, are you guys seeing this? A lot of people are going, oh God, you know, you could feel the energy. It was overload. It was intense. Mm. I know it had to be a ship, something, or it might be an opening to an underground city, or I don't know what it is, but
wow.
But some of the women got really sick on that boat. Mm-hmm. It was too much
frequency.
Energy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like energy sickness from it.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of ships out here. I mean, we see them all over the ocean, in the ocean when we're in swimming, you know, different plasma ships. You could feel them. Sometimes you see them, just like you said.
You know, if they can cruise so through powerful. Space and not take a hit from an asteroid and everything else, it'd be really easy to go into the ocean.
Absolutely.
I don't know why, because you don't have air in space, you know, so right. You're self-contained. Why would they not, you know, go onto the ocean? Mm-hmm. But that's all available to us right now. I mean,
totally.
Our secret space, those guys have that technology. Mm-hmm. They already have it right now. So So it's available to the public. So why? I think it'd be awesome, you know, to have a little, my own little submarine that could go into space and maybe jump dimensions too.
Oh, that'd be awesome. I would love that.
See some of my family up there.
That's what we need to get back to.
Yeah, there's so many, but there's such a potential right now. But I think the only way we're going to get to that potential is everybody has to rise up and take, you know, don't be a victim, you know, don't be a victim and don't come at it with anger. Mm-hmm. You know, we really need to get in that space of love and detachment, but that solid space of saying we're not having it. You know,
absolutely.
No, yep. We're not going to do this. And I think that's where people are at right now. Mm-hmm. A lot of people want to create the violence, and that's not the way to do it. Just show up in mass and just say no.
That's really it. I mean, and it's really just like looking that fear in the eye and saying, I'm not gonna go down that path, because I mean there's so much fear that's put out there right now. I mean, just turn on the news and it's fear, what about this and that, and you know, it's like I always think, gosh, just get in your heart space, you know, get out of your head when it doesn't make any sense, and you know, overcome that fear, because you know, we are the masters that, you know, came here. And all of us. And it's like, we just got to remember who we truly are.
Yeah. I remember I was on this UFO show, and this guy was really pushing his, touting himself as a word, the only like this. And he had me on his show, and all of a sudden he's like, in the beginning, he's going, well, it's orange alert day, so we got to be really on guard for terrorism, and we've got to do this and that and everything else. And I'm going, oh God, you know, I said, I don't know how the show's going to go. So about, you know, probably 20 minutes into the show, this guy is just attacking me, basically.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And I told him, I go, you know, we've got triple pH buoyant engineers, you know, we have Air Force base commanders, we have Skunk Works people, we have doctors, dentists, lawyers, people, every walk of life has come up and they've seen the ships, and the people that know say these aren't ours.
Wow.
And so... And I said, you know, we have the video, we have the photographs, we have the witnesses. What else do you need? He goes, well, do you have a piece of a ship? And I said, well, you know, if I had a piece of the ship, I would definitely not be talking about it on the air. Because you know what happens to you if you have a piece of a ship?
Right.
And I said, ask Art Bell. He had a knock on his door right after he got the pieces. They call them Art's pieces or whatever.
Wow.
But I said... And he goes, well, if you don't have a piece of the ship, then this is all bullshit. And he has this shotgun thing that he goes, boom. He goes, you're off the air. And then they had the nerve to call me to come back on their show again. I go, seriously? You know, and the guy's daughter was calling me. And I was nice. And I just said, you know, I really think it's a good idea if you go and listen to the last show. And
start there.
And I said, you know, because your dad was a total, I won't say it on the air on that show, but I said, you need to listen to the last show and then you'll understand why I will never come on the show again, you know. So and there's a lot. It's again, that's the controlled narrative, you know. Mm-hmm. It's like they want the nuts and bolts, and I guarantee you, if you have the nuts and bolts, you're gonna have a knock on your door.
Oh,
you know?
For sure. I mean, there's lots of people that have different parts of ships and it's all hidden. And, you know, there's so many different things. Like I think of the science that's out there. They only put out what they want us to know. Like you were saying,
I don't have any pieces of ships.
Wink, wink. Yeah. It just made me think, you know, like sound and vibration, that's where we're headed. And it reminds me, I don't know if you've ever been to Integratron down in Joshua Tree, you know, George Van Tassel, he built that with the Venusians, you know. Totally had these downloads, and I've been in there, and there's no nails in the whole thing. It's all wooden, you know, and it was supposed to be a regeneration chamber.
We did that. We built a pyramid with no nails, and it's all
cool.
Done with glue and dowels and things like that.
Oh, wow.
But the, yeah, you know, I had his original tapes, real tapes.
Really?
Of him talking and everything. And,
oh, that's awesome.
And I gave him to this other guy because he was creating a whole archive, like, and I gave him to this other UFO guy. And because, you know, he was a heavy duty investigator. And it was funny because when Steve Marino, what's his name? And I hope he still has him. But the he came up to the ranch and he goes, first thing he does, he knocks on the door and I go, he goes, yeah, I'm Steve Marino, you know, and he goes, I'm just gonna be straight up with you. If this isn't for real, I'm gonna debunk you. And I started laughing, you know.
Good luck.
And he goes, what's so funny? And I said, it's not between you and me, it's between you and them. What happens, you know?
Yeah.
And I said, you know, I think you need to grab a chair and just go sit out in the field, make your peace with them. And he's going, what? I just shut the door, you know? And he goes, I can't believe he did that. I can't. And he's like out there upset and everything. And finally he relaxed and he let go. And he goes, you know, if you guys are real, I'll be your staunchest ally. I just need to know this is real. And two ships go power up right over his head.
Oh, that's awesome.
You know, so it's so funny. You can't come there with that attitude. It's like Bigfoot, looking for Bigfoot. You're never going to find Bigfoot.
Totally.
You know, and if you go out there with an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent, you're probably going to have a good shot at it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're out there searching, I want to be famous, I want to get the picture, you know, I want the $1 million picture. And trust me, there is no $1 million UFO picture out there. You're not going to get $1 million for your video.
You've got a lot of them, so.
yeah. But I've always made my stuff available to everybody, you know, as part of the disclosure. But the everybody thinks that they come at the ranch and we tell them, look, if you film something, you need to share it because this is all about public acclimation and letting people know what's happening here.
Mm-hmm.
So if you get a good shot, you know, you need to share it. You can do whatever you want with it, you know, but you need to share it with the SETI. And people come up and they get the shot and then they go, it's mine, and then copyright and
everything.
And we get that all the time. Constantly.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And it's like, wait a second, you signed an agreement. You know, like,
your ranch is so amazing. I mean, just the ships, a couple times that I've been there, it's like they're just everywhere going in and out of that mountain and just so many orbs and wow, just the energies and Bigfoot and the fairies.
Yeah.
Palladians, as you can go on and on and on.
That's the thing. If you don't think there's censorship and a controlled narrative and planned opposition, I mean, all you got to do is look. He said he's been there 36 years, and it's not about talking about Roswell or something that happened in the past. It's still happening. It's still there. It hasn't gone anywhere. And that's what really frustrates the debunkers. You know, they... And we have a joke. We said he said he's where the debunkers come to die. You know? And but you know, you still have those that no matter what they see will not.
Yeah.
I had a guy, he was a scientist, and he goes, well, these are all satellites, you know, and they're just above the trees and everything. And I said, that's not a satellite. And he goes, only I'll believe that it's a satellite if two come right at each other and stop and go back in different directions, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then right after he said it, these two ships came in and went,
oh, that's so awesome.
And it just freaked him out. He goes, how did they do that? How did they? And I go, you don't think they're telepathic?
Right.
They know, they, if you're talking about them, they know what you're talking about.
Totally.
Because you're focusing on them. And blew his mind. He still hasn't wrapped his head around that. He can't figure out how that happened.
Wow. You know?
But,
wow. Well, it reminds me of a story that Joan Ocean likes to tell. When she used to do whale trips down in the Dominican Republic, and you go out like 8 hours out into this place called Silverbank, and then you get to be with the humpback whales, and they're just amazing. And I think it was the year before I had come on that trip, but she tells a story about how some of the crewmen in the middle of the night, like 2 a.m, like came and come out here, everybody, knocking on everybody's doors, get out here. And they go running out. There's this huge ship out there, just in the sky, you know, the lights and everything, and all the people are coming out, and some people are like, oh my God, look at this, a ship right there, you know, and one very like intellectual guy comes out, and he's like, there's no way that can be a spaceship. That's not a spaceship. And I guess it's this ginormous spaceship, you know, Joan's like telepathing with him and talking to the whales. And they talk, I guess they were doing downloads to the whales and things like that. And it's like, you know, there it is right in front of him. And he didn't want to believe it.
It's so funny because, you know, you look at the electromagnetic light spectrum and we can see this little tiny band.
Totally. So true.
There.
Yep.
And then you go into consciousness, and somebody who's the intellect is just a drop in the sea of consciousness, right? It's like, and the intellect and your emotional body is massive compared to the intellect. Your spiritual body is like way out there. Mm-hmm. So you really like somebody like Joan Ocean, like she's like getting all this information and this other guy's getting squat, you know, and doesn't have a clue.
Doesn't go with my narrative,
but he's the authority,
know? Right? Right.
But he's going to be the authority because he's got some PhD somewhere that
absolutely
that debunks that says UFOs don't exist.
Totally. But, that's what I think. Like that whole just brainwashing and they can't exist. This doesn't go with, you know, my beliefs. That's what I think about. Like our beliefs make our reality, and it's like this doesn't fit in my beliefs, so it can't be real.
Yeah, like in neuroscience, they talk about that. They said your brain chooses what you see because your eyes are picking up billions of bits of information. But out of that information, your brain chooses. So it's incorrect to say, I'll believe it when I see it.
Right.
Because you have to you have to believe it so you can see it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, feeling it is even 10 times stronger. Totally. But because I had a lot of people up there. William Henry was out in the field. And this big ship came in right over the trees and powered up, went boom and powered up.
Awesome.
And I saw him standing there and I said, William, I go, did you see that? And he goes, what do you mean see it? He goes, I felt it.
Oh, wow. You know? Oh, I bet. And you're so powerful.
And I feel these beings. People go, how do you know they're coming? How do you know they're coming? I say, because I can feel them coming. Mm-hmm. And as soon as I feel they're coming, I ask, you know, what direction are you coming from? You know, and then I go, how long is it going to be before you pop in? And then I do it redundantly out there. And I've had it on film where I say, you know, in 5 minutes, there's going to be a big ship. It's coming from the south. It's going to come right over the house and power up. Boom. 5 minutes.
People
go, damn it. It's 5 minutes. Yep. You know, it like freaks them out.
Well, and we all have that. We all have that ability to feel and to know. And it's like somewhere in our, you know, upbringing, a lot of times when you're little, you get told, well, that's not real. And so you start to shut all that stuff off. And I think that's why I actually went and got my therapy license. Cause I was like, the world is traumatized. I worked with all firefighters and all of us were traumatized. You know, all the things you see. And it's like, I always thought, gosh, if I could just untraumatize the world, because it's like when you're traumatized, you're operating in that fight or flight all the time, you know, and you can't use your frontal cortex to think, you know, and that's like, think about it. That's what's happening right now is there's so much fight or flight. Like people can't even reason and figure out why.
And fear just kills everything.
Fear kills it,
you know?
Right?
And that's why they're promoting so much fear.
Totally.
You know, it's amazing because people don't realize, as I tell people, I said, you know, the most powerful radar you're ever going to experience is right here. It's in your heart. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
And right here is the creator, you know, it's like, and when you connect with the creator, you're in that unified field where you're aware of everything around you. It doesn't matter where it is. It could be another dimension.
Yep.
You're aware of it. So when you make your own personal connection with source, a creator, God, great spirit, whatever you want to call it, you're so much more aware of your surroundings and what's around you. And then you realize like, wait a second, I'm not just a body and a personality, which is what they want to trap us in.
Totally.
Keep us in fear in the first three chakras.
This is like our vehicle, you know?
Survival, sex, and power. That's they keep you in that with all the new everything, you know? Mm-hmm. And you get past that and you make your own connection. All of a sudden you realize, wait a second, I'm a spirit. I'm a soul that has a personality and a body, but that soul is multidimensional, going all the way back to the source. And I've been around forever, you know, and then the memories start coming in, you know, and I remember flying by the earth and it wasn't solid yet.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Yeah. And I go, that's going to make a nice planet someday. As soon as it cools down, there's a hot gaseous ball and didn't have a crust formed yet. So I mean, it sounds crazy, but those memories are there. They're they're not in your intellect. And
for
they're
sure.
not in your personality level. They're in on a soul level.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you make a good point with talking about the heart. I mean, if you've done any research and looking at like the Heart Math Institute, you know, it's like our heart has 100 times bigger field than our brains do. And they've shown that when you just put your hand on your heart, it connects and it brings you out of your head and into your heart. And so if people would just do that, especially now, like, oh, what am I doing next? And plus with all the way that we have lived in the world and I need a job and I need to do this. It's like, no, we need to operate from our hearts. And we're in this unknown place of like, okay, what's next? But it's like you said, the heart is so powerful and that's where you know everything. You're connected to all your past lives, anything you want to know, you know, it's right there.
We need to quit slapping them in the face and slapping the heart. get in your heart.
But it's all, I mean, if people want the science too, the Heart Math Institute's all right there.
Oh, yeah. You know?
It's
yeah.
all right there. Just
yeah, there's more coherence. Neurons. There's more neurons, yep. more charge, everything in all the heart.
It. Totally.
And the masters that I studied with, they said that, you know, your heart, your soul sits right next to the heart. There's a cavity there. And that's where your soul sits, right next to the heart. And it's through the heart you connect to the soul, and it's through the soul you connect to Creator. Mm. You know, and they talk about that, but there actually is a space there. It's super electrically charged, and it sits right next to the heart. And if you go there with a metal instrument, if you're doing really delicate surgery, you'll short it out.
Wow, I did
and,
not know
and
that.
And heart surgeons know about that. You'll,
wow.
They use like Teflon or something. They use some other kind of work around it, because you'll actually,
that's amazing.
You can, there's that, and it's this really electrical charged spot, and that's where your soul sits. And
yeah,
everybody's going, you're crazy. And I go, well, do your research, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you look at like just how the first thing when the heart starts to beat, it's at 21 days is when the toroidal field goes off around the heart, you know? Yeah. And it's like, otherwise we're just this big massive, you know, for the first like 20 days, we're just this big mass, but then the heart comes online and it's just like becomes this huge toroidal field. And that's our, you know, aura or biofields and all this stuff. That's our electromagnetic fields. And it's like, that's all heart math stuff. They've all figured that out. And it's like, that's what we incarnate with. That's our soul song in there too. You know,
yeah.
It's like having that connection. It's like, we just, oh, you know, it's all up here. We got to be this intellectual. And it's like, no, it's right here, you know?
And that's what I'm saying now, is that all these people are being initiated right now. And they're realizing that they're not, again, they're not just this personality. They're going, wait a second, I'm having deja vu. I'm having dreams. I'm having visions, and memories are coming back to me. And a lot of us have lived in really advanced civilizations in the Pleiades and the Orion Council of Light or Sirius system or Andromeda and Arcturian, you know, it doesn't matter. And they've incarnated now. And some of these kids I'm seeing, they're incarnated now. It's just like they have straight hookup.
Wow.
They don't.
I totally believe that.
And they melt you. When you look in their eyes, you go, oh my God, you know, and their eyes are just lit. And so many people are incarnating right now, and they're being initiated and woken up and realizing that it shouldn't be this way. Earth was created to be an Eden. That was the original intent. And it got hijacked. And I think now that those civilizations are returning right now to reset, to put everything. The great reset isn't going to be with the Illuminati. It's going to be with the higher dimensional beings.
Yeah, absolutely. No, those guys are got kicked to the curb.
Yeah, you know, you think about it. You say, okay, what if you have fearless energy? All your power needs, transportation needs are taken care of. What if you have a replicator?
Absolutely. Everything then you don't need money.
Yeah, you don't need money. You don't need anything. What if you knew how to grow food like 10 times better than, you know, we have that technology now where we can grow incredible food with all the nutrients, everything in it. And it's so, you know, it all that's there. There's no reason for lack anymore.
No.
It's all manufactured.
Yep.
And the people that are manufacturing the lack and keeping that free energy and the med beds and everything else, you know, it breaks my heart to look into a hospital and you see the cancer ward and these kids in the cancer ward, and they go, they don't need to be there.
Totally.
You know, they could like try 20 minutes on a med bed and they'd be out playing ball or something, you know?
Yeah.
How can you hold that back? I just can't wrap my hand around, head around it. How, and it's all profit driven.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the profit is sickness, and the more sick they can make us, the more money they're going to make. And that's what we're experiencing right now.
Right.
So the science is all profit driven. And you make money off people when they're sick, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so what if you didn't get paid unless everybody was well, you know?
I mean, that used to be that the mom or the dad would be the healers in the, in the home, you know, and you didn't go to these doctors and things like that. I think it's Weston Price wrote a book in the 50s or something. And he was trying to figure out, why are all of these people's teeth falling out and why are they having all these medical problems? So he went around the world and studied with all these places that didn't have like more indigenous cultures, and like, why are they, you know, doing so well? And he really realized is they had good nutrition. And what he found is the places that had great nutrition, there was no competition. There was no competition. People were smiling and laughing and playing.
Yeah.
And it all comes down to, think about how little nutrition that we have, and you know, because that keeps us sick. Like you just said, it's profit driven, right?
I just saw a thing, a clip on this. I think she was 200 and, I don't know, 220 years old or something, a Pakistani woman.
Wow.
She just so celebrated. And people go, that's nonsense. And they showed pictures of her and everything. And she looks 220, but she's still kicking and still going on, you know? So why are we crashing at 60 or 65?
Totally.
You know?
We're meant to live to a ripe old age of 220 or maybe even 500. I mean, there's immortals. And I think that's what we're meant to be. We're going to be these amazing humans, you know?
Yeah, we just have to get rid of the tyrants.
Exactly.
The controllers. And once that's done, all this stuff can come.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like the big dark ETs really left. And so we're just left dealing with the minions down here, you know? So.
Yeah. They told me that one of the big problems now is the hybrids, because they're part human and they're part ET and they're part negative ET. And they're at the top of the food chain with a lot of these people. So so that's kind of our problem, but they're helping us. But they can take... they can take out all the ones that have been intervening on a negative way. They've taken those out now, but we still have a lower astral level that the veils are becoming thin between the astral level right now. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of that is bleeding through. So a lot of people are just getting hammered right now and having trouble with the energy and everything.
Yeah.
But that's just part of the healing. It's part of the clinic. You just got to hold your own and do clearings. And they're on our website. If you people want to know.
They're powerful.
If you want to clear any unseen negative influence and clear your space, it's on the website. And it's a power tool. Plug it in.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you did an amazing clearing last night at the seminar with, what was it, about 20 people there. So
yeah.
Very powerful.
I was still like space. When I got home, I was like, what just happened?
Yeah, that was big.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we're almost out of time now. We're hitting the end of the hour. So what is the best way to get in contact with you if people want to work with you? And I know you're working on creating another healing center and things like that.
We've been talking about with you guys here, like, it'd be so much fun to create a Iseti Hawaii, you know, and have some kind of place where, woohoo, right?
Yeah.
Where people could come, you know, and immerse themselves in the water, you know, do like this kind of expanded consciousness type place where you could also really connect to nature. Cause you know, that's something that they've been purposely taken away from us, right? Is to keep us out of nature. Cause that's where we remember. And, you know, to have some kind of place where, you know, you could do that and the ETs could come and just really connect in all those kinds of ways and have teaching classes and all kinds of different things. I mean, it's like the sky's the limit and, you know, teach real science, you know, and the plasma stuff. And
if people want to support that, what's the best way for them to, PayPal or something?
You could come to my website. We don't have anything for Iseti Hawaii yet, but on that kind of thing. But if you come to my website, it's HeidiTehana.com. It's HYDEE and then TEHANA.com. And you can find out all kinds of information about seminars and my books and sessions, classes, all that fun stuff. And my email's on there. So if you have questions, you know, you could come and talk to me.
And Lisa has one too.
Yeah. And you can go for it. LisaDenning.com, L-I-S-A, D-E-N-N-I-N-G. And she's an underwater photographer who's been out here with the dolphins and whales for over the last 20 years working with Joan Ocean. And she's got incredible pictures, major connections.
Videos and, we showed them at the conference and everybody's just blown away.
Yeah, really connected into that 432 frequency. So it really, you know, puts you back into that harmony, really. Yeah. So, she's got some great stuff on there. And she also runs a nonprofit and those kinds of things. So
awesome.
Well, so thanks for having me on your show, James. It's been fun.
Great show.
Glad you guys are out here.
And unfortunately, folks, we're out of time. So this is James Gunn with As You Wish Talk Radio and Iseti Stargate signing off. Keep an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent. And watch the skies because about 500 ships have just entered our space. And look out for them. Anyway, have a great evening. Good night.
Good night.